It is so good to see all of you here this evening. Advent and Christmas are one of these seasons that we've been talking about on Sundays, this almost but not yet season. This season where we're waiting and we're excited and we're wrapping the presents and putting them under the tree. And if you're anything like me, you can't wait to look for those presents and you can't wait to unwrap those presents. Not the presents that Santa brings tomorrow morning, the ones that I wrap for my family, that I put underneath the tree ahead of time. I look and I look and I look at those presents and all I want to do is open them. And this starts from like Thanksgiving until tomorrow morning. The other thing that I've been doing all season, and some of the members of the church have asked me to stop doing, but it's not up to them, is in the very beginning when we start decorating the church, on the altar, on the Lord's table, we put a nativity scene on the table from, you know, again, back to Thanksgiving. And we've been hiding, I have been hiding the wise men because the wise men don't come until Epiphany. The wise men don't come for two more weeks. I've also been hiding the baby Jesus. Because the baby Jesus is not in the nativity yet. The baby Jesus is not in Bethlehem yet. The baby Jesus is over here on the organ with me. And what I like about Christmas, what I like about Christmas Eve, is that this is the day that the baby Jesus finally gets to Bethlehem. This is what the past 4 weeks have been all about. This is what we've been waiting for. This is the almost but not yet season that we've been stuck in. Is that the baby Jesus is with us, but not yet in the manger and not yet in the nativity. And so, he is now where he belongs. Amen. Amen. And so, for the choir members who keep seeing me still the baby Jesus, he will stay there, I promise. It's Christmas. And what that means, one very specific thing for a music nerd like me, is that we are singing hymns that we only sing during this season. Oh, come all ye faithful. The very first song that we sang, we seem to only sing it during Christmas, which I think is a shame because that is such a beautiful and wonderful song. If you were here on Sunday, and some of you were, Sunday was 3 days ago. 3 days ago on Sunday, we looked at the hymn, O Come, Emmanuel. That wonderful Advent hymn, that sad, painful Advent hymn, that hymn of a funeral song, where the refrain or the chorus line goes, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. And then this afternoon, it's 4:00. I'm feeling all sorts of constricted in my brand new robe, in case anyone was wondering why it's so hot in here. Because my fan's on them. Oh, come all ye faithful, the very first song that we sang as we joined as a community, it talks to us both in the present moment and in the past. It talks about the shepherds who came on that cold winter night, who came into Bethlehem and found the baby in the manger, in the stall. And it also speaks to us as we make that pilgrimage, as we left our homes this evening to come out to church, as we left our families for a moment, or as I can look out for most of you here, as we brought our families with us to church this evening. We are joining those pilgrims, we are joining those shepherds as they did 2,000 years ago, walking to the manger. Walking to the manger to find that baby who would be wrapped in swaddling clothes. Find that baby who was born to parents who could not afford a room at the inn. Born to that baby whose mother and father were not yet married, whose mother was still a virgin. Born in a place during a time of an occupation by a foreign government that then the king, the Vichy government who was installed would order that this child be killed, be murdered in his sleep because he was coming to change the world. And so we are joining the shepherds this evening. We are joining those who throughout the centuries have come to the manger to adore the child. And that's why the refrain in the song that we sang, we kept saying, "Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord." We are here purely for that child. We are here specifically for that baby. We are here because God took on human flesh. God humbled himself to an unwed couple who were so poor that they couldn't find a room during the census in the busy season. Who humbled himself and lived a life purely so that way he would know what it was like to be a human. He lived a life. He taught us how to live. He taught us how to save ourselves. How we could be the very impetus. We could be the point in which we could save ourselves from ourselves. We could change the world purely because of the power that he gives us. Oh, come, let us adore him. The song and the hymn that we sang, the text that we sang, talks about God's divinity, talks about Jesus born in that manger, talks about the shepherds, talks about the angels. We sing with them and we join them as we bow before this child. Because his life is what matters. I've been hiding the baby Jesus statue. I've been hiding it because Jesus is with us today. We are worshiping the child, not the figurine. We are worshiping the man, not the Christmas tree. We are worshiping his life, not his death. We are not Good Friday Christians. We are Easter Christians. We are Christians of the resurrection. Good Friday has no business in our worship if it wasn't for Easter Sunday. Christ came to live, to show us how to live, and for that, we come to Bethlehem and we adore him. We come and we adore him because like the shepherds, like the angels, like the millions throughout the centuries who have come to adore Jesus, who have walked to Bethlehem, who have come to give God the glory, we are walking alongside of them tonight. Let us pray. Gracious God, as we come to this place, as we come to sing our Christmas carols, as we come to hear the story of your birth, as we come to witness and to praise your name, Lord, be with us. Let the Holy Spirit descend into this place. Let the Holy Spirit descend into our hearts and into our minds, that we may live a life truly worth your life, that we may live lives that can change the world, that we can do it through your power. Lord, give us strength. And as we bow at the manger, as we bow before your Son, bless us this Christmas season. We pray all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.